Hello and welcome back. My name is Luke and you're listening to another episode of the Next Stage podcast by Web Summit, taking you inside the minds of business and cultural leaders from around the world. It's Wednesday, and every Wednesday we're looking at some of the best and brightest minds that Web Summit has to offer. So sit back, relax, and listen in as we hear from the leading minds and industry giants from all over the planet.
During the coronavirus pandemic, we may be separated from each other in many ways. But thanks to innovative technology, we can bridge that separation. Technology can bring us closer together, at least virtually. Bringing people together, this also has been at the heart of the Olympic Games from their very beginning. From ancient times until today, the Olympic Games have always been about connecting people. This connection has inspired billions of people through the Olympic athletes and with the Olympic values of excellence, friendship, respect, and solidarity. The Olympic Games are the only event that brings the entire world together in peaceful competition. With all 206 National Olympic Committees and the IOC Refugee Olympic Team taking part, the Olympic athletes are sending an important message to the world. Yes, it is possible to compete with each other, even for the highest prize, but also to live together peacefully. In our fragile world, such symbols of the unity of humanity in all our diversity give us hope for a better future. Our Japanese friends will interpret this mission at the postponed Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 in an excellent way. They will present the first Olympic Games of the fourth industrial revolution. From the Olympic medals made from recycled electronics, over driverless zero-emission vehicles, to 5G deployment, augmented reality, and to robotics, Tokyo will showcase universality, sustainability, technology, and human-centered growth. They will put on Olympic Games that are fit for the post-coronavirus world. Above all else, the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 will send a message of hope and resilience to all humankind. In this way, the Olympic flame will be the light at the end of the dark tunnel that we all are currently in. While the crisis is far from over, we can see already now that sport is widely recognized as an essential factor in fighting the pandemic and as an integral part of the solution for the crisis recovery. Sport can save lives. During this coronavirus crisis, we all have seen how important sport is for physical and mental health. This is why our recent Stay Strong, Stay Active, Stay Healthy campaign resonated so strongly, with 500 million people being introduced in a single day to this campaign through the world's biggest digital Olympic workout. We are also closely cooperating with the United Nations and the World Health Organization on another digital campaign called Healthy Together. And we are working on a worldwide pro-vaccination campaign together with many athletes around the globe. Our digital Olympic channel is at the heart of such campaigns, available on the web, mobile, social platforms, and linear channels. The Olympic channel is our way to go where the people are, because people everywhere are leading digital lives. And these campaigns demonstrate just how relevant sport is in our everyday lives. This is why the Olympic Channel is an integral part of the IOC digital engagement strategy to keep the magic of the Olympic Games alive 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We need to go where people are, both in the real and in the virtual world. We can no longer expect them to come to us. For us in sport, this is not a challenge to overcome. This is a huge opportunity to reach even more people with the values of sport and the unifying power of the Olympic Games. Technology is helping us in this, our mission. In this Olympic spirit, I wish you fruitful discussions and a successful conference. All the very best.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to hear more about these topics firsthand, or you want to let us know what you want to hear, be sure to check us out on any of our social media accounts or visit websummit.com. That's websummit.com.